Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1146, Why I Took Out a Car Loan Instead of Paying Cash, by Lance Cothern with budgetsaresexy.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you're having a great week so far. This is, of course, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And now I'll keep this intro nice and short for you today, so let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. Why I Took Out a Car Loan Instead of Paying Cash, by Lance Cothern with budgetsaresexy.com. While I was in college, I had a bit of a beater car. It was pretty clear to me that I would need to get a more reliable ride, but the thing was, I didn't want a car loan. So what did I do? I saved like crazy to have enough money to pay for a newer used car all in cash. I ended up having to save my money from college gigs and a ton of money from my first post-college job, too. Once I finally had enough money saved up, I decided to start shopping for my car. This whole time, I thought I'd be buying a used one, but instead, I ended up coming up with some solid reasons not to buy a used car, and in the end, I changed my mind. So what did I get? A brand spanking new 2010 Honda Civic. And while I could have paid for it all in cash, I took out a car loan instead. What? Yep, I took out a loan. And here's why. I needed an installment loan on my credit. One factor of your credit score is the types of credit you have held. This only accounts for 10% of your score, but it's still an important factor. The types of credit include mortgage loans, revolving credit, credit cards, auto loans, and student loans. I had just recently graduated from college and was extremely lucky in the fact that I didn't have to take out any student loans. I did have a credit card or two in college, but I always paid it off. I had never had a mortgage before, but I knew I'd want one in the next few years. In order to get my score as high as possible to get the best rate on my future mortgage, I needed to have an auto loan on my record. This was one of the factors I considered when taking out my loan. I got a sick interest rate. Things had begun recovering since the financial crisis, but definitely were not back to normal yet. Car loans were not easy to get. Even if you could get one, the interest rates weren't normally great. Car dealerships weren't selling cars, though, and they had a lot of inventory due to poor sales. Thus, they advertised a 0.9% APR for 24 to 36 months on all new 2010 Honda Civics. These types of deals were pretty rare at the time, but I figured I might as well try for it. I had my checkbook with me in case I couldn't secure the financing. After signing the application, they came back and said I just barely squeaked past their credit score limit and qualified for 0.9% for 36 months. This was great news because, at the time, my savings account was paying 1.1% interest. Nothing fantastic, but more than enough to cover my loan costs, and even after taxes, I would only lose a few pennies. To me, it was more than worth it to get my credit score up for a potential future mortgage. It is nice to have the cash in the bank. By taking out a car loan, it meant I got to keep the purchase price of the vehicle in my savings account. I already had a 6-month emergency fund, but you never know what the future has in store for you. It definitely wasn't going to hurt me. Thanks to ING Direct, I was able to set enough money aside to pay the car off in full in a savings sub-account. I then set up auto pay for my bill and haven't had to think about it since. I do make sure the payments come out on time, but other than that, it's been on autopilot. So, is this for everyone? Definitely not. If you come across the right circumstances, though, sometimes it does make sense to take out a loan instead of paying cash. If I had gotten a 0% interest loan, I'd even be making a little bit of money by keeping it all in my savings, but unfortunately, I wasn't quite that lucky. If I had any doubt about being able to leave the money alone, I would have paid in cash that day, and I would recommend you do the same. However, if you can avoid touching the money, it does leave a nice safety cushion in case of a major emergency that goes beyond your emergency fund. You just listened to the post titled, Why I Took Out a Car Loan Instead of Paying Cash, by Lance Cothern with BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
I want to thank Lance and Jay Money of Budgets Are Sexy for letting us share this post. Lance is a financial professional who writes on his personal website, Money, Life, and More, and is a professional writer as well for U.S. News & World Report and Credit Karma. The question I have for you today is, would you have done the same? Jay Money from BudgetsAreSexy.com mentioned that he indeed has. He said, quote, I'm all about having a ton more in my savings than normal and don't mind losing a few bucks here and there by taking out a loan and spreading the costs across a few years rather than all at once. It's definitely not for everyone, as you mentioned above, but there's nothing wrong with it if you're more comfortable doing it that way instead. You can always pay off the loan in full anytime you wish to if you change your mind later. Just make sure that it's in the contract when you go to sign on the dotted line. End quote. So there you have it from Jay Money, and that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.